today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, 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 Badia. Say, do you remember? Badia, dancing in September? Badia, never was a cloudy day. Hey, it's Jim. It is time for new music here on Rockin' the Suburbs. Patrick Foster is off today, so you just have me to deal with. So deal with that. Okay, as mentioned, it's Rockin' the Suburbs. We're going to kick off our monthly new music series here with September new music. I traditionally kick off the new music series, and I pay no attention to what anyone else has picked. I have no idea. So in the coming days, when you hear listener picks, if there are any repeats, I guess that's on me. But here we are. This is the situation we find ourselves in. All right. I'm going to start off here with a couple little DC nuggets. I come to you from the suburbs of Washington, DC. And this song here was quite a find for me, especially when you hear how it opens and some of the other lyrics in the song. We'll get to that in a minute. But this here is the song by Wild Pink. It is called Eating the Egg Whole. There you go, Eating the Egg Whole by Wild Pink. Now, I don't know if you caught those lyrics, the first line, the bullets became the wizards. And then later in the song, he mentions the Montreal Expos went to DC and Baltimore fans never really got on board. So, so there are sports references, local sports references within the song. It's also mentions Michael Jordan, as some might recall. Jordan played for the Wizards for a little while at the end of his career. Songwriter, band leader John Ross said that he was inspired by watching a Michael Jordan documentary on Netflix. So there you go. He apparently also grew up an Orioles fan. I guess he has ties to this area, although Wild Pink is out of New York. All right. That song, Eating the Egg Whole, is on Wild Pink's new album, Dulling the Horns. It is out now on the Fire Talk label. And to also let you know a little bit about this album, it was recorded in the midst of Ross's cancer diagnosis and treatment. So there's some pretty heavy stuff on this record as well. Okay, now let's move on to another DC song with DC ties. This is a band called Bad Moves, who are actually in Washington, DC. And they're a power pop band. We have played them on the show before, but it's been a little while. This song here is called Let the Rats Inherit the Earth. Now, this song was originally released as a single back in April, but nobody picked it then. And now the full album is out, released in September. So this counts, to me at least, as September new music. The new album is called Wearing Out the Refrain. It's on Don Giovanni Records. It's Bad Move's third album. And man, I really, really like this song. It gives me kind of New Pornographers vibes. And that's a very good thing. So here we go. Let the Rats Inherit the Earth. There you go. A song for our times, perhaps, unfortunately. Let the Rats Inherit the Earth. All right, that is Bad Moves. Now I'm going to move away from Washington, D.C., all the way over to London. And this is the first time we have heard from this band in 40 years. The band is really a great little pop band called Haircut 100. And as I mentioned, this is their first single in four decades. This song is called The Unloving Plum. There you go. Haircut 100. So good to hear from them again. The Unloving Plum, as I mentioned, is their first new song in 40 years. They put out, I believe, two albums back in the early 80s. Of course, you may recall their hit single Love Plus One, which is a total bop. Let's see here. They apparently have a new album coming out. At least that's what they have told the press, but there are no details on that just yet. So look for that from Haircut 100. They sound great. They sound great. Okay. Next up here, we're going to make a turn over to Minneapolis, Minnesota, with this band called The Cactus Blossoms. I became aware of them just recently because I read something somewhere where Mr. Nick Lowe recommended this band as a band he really likes. And this song here is called Statues. It's on their new album, their fifth album called Every Time I Think About You, which is out now. And I really dig the Everly Brothers kind of sound on this tune, Statues, The Cactus Blossoms.
Statue, they make statues. Statue, statue, I wonder who, what did they do? Statue, looking at you.
Cactus Blossoms with Statues. Man, that is pretty cool stuff, right? Okay. I mentioned their new album, Every Time I Think About You, out now on Walkie Talkie Records. All right. Let's see here. We're going to close out now with a new song by another artist who has been around for some time. That, of course, would be Stevie Wonder. All right, we're going to close out with that new song from Stevie Wonder, and it's quite good. All right, so this has been September New Music kicking off this series. As I mentioned, over the coming days, you'll hear from some listeners, and Patrick Foster will probably close things out. Excited to hear what everyone else picked. So, on behalf of Patrick Foster, on behalf of Shadow, thank you very much for listening. I am Jim Lenihan. This is Rockin' the Suburbs. You are the beautiful audience. This here is Stevie Wonder with a new song that I think is so appropriate to close out with. I really hope everyone takes this song to heart. All right? The song is called Can We Fix Our Nation's Broken Heart? We'll talk to you all tomorrow.
Our nation's broken heart. Are we brave enough to try? Can we fix our nation's broken heart and leave a better world behind? 'Cause if we listen to different thoughts and point of views, all my brothers and sisters, we don't have to lose humanity, we're family, so can we please fix heart, children marching on the boulevard, tears are streaming down their face. Oh, the tension in the air is so bizarre. Love is gone without a trace. People pushing and shouting, fighting through the haze, and all the sadness, madness, help me take away the pain. It's gotta change, this can't stay the same. So tell me, please, can we fix our nation's broken heart?
Ba-dee-ah.